gotta glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Shyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
Why, yes, it is. Hello there, Anthony.
Hello, Joe.
Should we cue Betty?
Yeah, sure, let's cue Betty.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. My MY 101. Circuits need a recharge. Strat. Wait.
She sounds a little waterlogged.
Yeah. Here we go. Hold on. Let me plug her in there. There we go.
Yeah, make sure you get the hair dryer going there. You know. Just make sure she's plugged into a GFCI outlet. Last time we plugged her into a regular outlet, I almost electrocuted myself.
There we go. She's plugged in.
Oh, there's her phone charger circuit. There you go. We really need to find a different ringtone for that. Her little iGun plugged into charge. So, yeah, of course you are, Betty. Hey, everyone, it's Anthony in hot and steamy Tampa.
Hey, everybody, it's Joe in moldy and pony Chicago.
Hello there, I am Betty, your ultra deluxe and absolutely lovable artificial personality unit. You know what bitch is. I will tell you what, my diodes are working hard for tonight's episode, number 103, of the Joe and Anthony Show, titled Ukarin Washer Machine Gun? Who the fuck came up with that title? It sounds like some speech-to-text failure. Anyway, this episode 103 is for Monday, September 18th, 2017. Hey, Anthony, how is the weather in Tampa for you Tampanites?
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
It's a little smoky. Yeah, a little...
Oof.
Ooh. Huh. There we go. Things. I'm getting used to a few things here because there was some server migration here in the studio last week, yeah. You know, and stuff like that. So things are running a little differently. So forgive me if I do strange things. Plus, I've also been drinking tonight and smoking weed and everything else. It's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from the Tampa International Airport, KTPA. We survived Irma by the skin of our teeth. Literally, we did, causing far less destruction than initially expected. We also seem to be getting some better weather front as well, giving us some milder weather. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently partly cloudy and 85 degrees with a humidity of 59%. That gives us a heat index of 89. Not too bad for Florida in September. The dew point is 69. Ooh. And the Ooh. Visibility is 10 miles. Ooh. Ooh. Tonight, Monday night, in the steamy studio, will be partly cloudy with a low around 75. On Tuesday, will be mostly sunny with a high near 89. On Tuesday night, you can expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 75. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 89. And Wednesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 75. Did you not notice that I have no precipitation in my next 3 days here?
I've noticed that.
Yes, it's going to be very dry. It's going to be hot.
That's nice.
It's going to be in the upper 80s. It's going to be a little hot, but at least it's going to be dry. But apparently it's going to be very humid, though. So that's your Shyampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. Back to you, Big W.
Thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicagoland weather. Take it away, Joe.
I've been sitting here eating these delicious...
You're going to be so constipated. I'm going to hear it in the morning. I'm going to hear it in the morning. I can't poop.
Combined with these.
Oh, my goodness. Chocolatey pretzels and donut holes.
Combined with, which might actually negate what you just said.
Chinese food from the restaurant down the hallway?
Yes, this is, these are special nuts. Nuts
special
and
nuts.
Cranberries.
Nuts and cranberries.
There
so you
that go.
Gives
me
some
roughage. Fiber.
Some roughage.
Mm-hmm.
Metamucil's great,
thanks,
too.
Freddy.
It's like a big pipe cleaner right through your butt.
Yeah, right. Ooh, Roto-Rooter.
Oh,
anyways,
boy.
Remember, folks, if you're listening to my forecast on a recast, this weather is history.
Bye.
And now from KMDW, Chicago's Midway International Airport, it's your extended stay Chicago weather forecast with Joe. Hey, it's currently mostly cloudy here in Chicago at 70 degrees, with a dew point at 56 degrees and the humidity at 61%. We got no heat index at this time. And now, for this special weather report, we have the Methane Index, graciously provided by the Palmer Office Chair You Can't Sue Us Company, LLC. The current Methane Index is surveyed by special electronic circuits in over millions of our comfortable and convenient chairs in the field. The Methane Index is currently at a high 78%, which means we can expect exploding toilets and flying cats across the country, including Chicago and possibly Tampa. Meanwhile, back in Chicago, the winds are out of the east at number 9.
Number 9?
Yes. We haven't touched that subject in a long time.
You know, I haven't heard him on Weekday Rush Hour in forever. I think we permanently deleted that track.
Oops.
That's okay. It's expected.
So, but on the night of this broadcast, we can expect showers likely with thunderstorms possible after 4 a.m. There'll be increasing clouds with a low around 65. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming east-southeast after 69. Wait, what? On Tuesday, expect a chance of showers and cotton candy before 1 p.m. Then a slight chance of showers, cloudy, then gradually becoming Chiampa Radio, mostly sunny with a high near 73. East Fart
Blossoms
will be blossoming around 5 miles per hour. And Tuesday night, expect it to be partly cloudy with a low around 67.
Cart's running out.
East winds around 5 miles per hour becoming south-southeast after midnight. On Wednesday, happy Chicagoans can expect angry, rude, and cheap-ass Chicagoans everywhere. Luckily, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 84. South-southeast winds are 5 to 10. But watch out. On Wednesday night, expect a 100% chance of excess blowout methane from the Chicago studios. The U.S. Methane Forecast Center says you can expect to feel this blowout as far away as San Francisco to the west, Mexico City to the south, Tampa to the east and south, and way up there to the north.
Wow.
Contact your local methane disbursement center if you want to capture this gas for your own special use purposes.
Wow.
But hey, Anthony, it looks like the Chicago studios can expect pleasant skies and temperatures in the mid to high 80s this weekend. And that's it. That's it.
Oh, have we reached the end of your weather?
Yes. Back to you, Betty.
Please wait. Loading Betty plug one. Multiple IO errors detected.
Oh my.
Thanks, Joe. You better fix me quick. Hey, Betty here. Please take some time to listen to the following that we recast here on Shyamba Radio, the World Labor Hour on WRFU, and CPR News hosted by Don DeBar, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, and Headphone Meditations with John DuBose. By the way, all of the background tracks we use at the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin McLeod. Support Kevin's music by visiting incompetech.com. Support your local independent mom and pop's restaurant and shops. And keep it tuned to Shyamba Radio. And now, Joe and Anthony get the Talking Point segment, affectionately known as the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty, 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 oh.
Ooh, Betty, what happened there?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question.
I am so stressed out.
Yep, you sure are, Betty.
Oof. So what happened, Anthony? We've been out of service for the past 2 weeks.
Apparently, we have come back into service with the fart episode. well, surprisingly, and it's funny because I don't know how many regular listeners we have on Sunday nights, but at one point we switched the studio operations over to Joe.
Yes.
I had actually expected to lose power, which surprisingly I did not lose power the entire storm. A little flicker here, a little flicker there, but everything stayed on. It was kind of crazy.
That was actually kind of fun though, ticking over for a little bit.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, we had unlimited operations. We had station IDs and we had a lot of jazz tracks and a bunch of other little science-y tracks, but nothing on the normal schedule.
Well, see, and now I actually, you can play around with it and prepare yourself because we're making studio improvements. So Joe, the thought is that Joe will be able to connect into the mainstream, the live stream from the Chicago studio without any intervention from me. So he can do a weekend with, kind of get on live with Weekend with Joe and kind of do some stuff. So he's working on it and we're working on it. You're going to notice some funky things from time to time, but I think we're going to be bringing you a better listening experience.
Awesome.
If you're interested, you can kind of listen. We have a beta server running right now. It's actually called Shyamba 2. So if you
Shyamba 2.
If you go to shoutcast.com, it's at shoutcast.com, shoutcast.com, and search for just Shyamba, you will see the Shyamba low band, high band, and then the Shyamba 2. And the Shyamba 2 is our beta server, which eventually, hopefully, we'll be migrating to. Try it out. It's mostly the same programming. You're not gonna have a whole different schedule of programming. You'll get different stuff when you're dealing with like the Toppers or Weekend with Joe's or any other thing where we kind of radio thrift shops. Yeah. So we're even Upfront Soul. So if you're listening to any of our programs where we kind of have them in a block schedule, with a library, if you don't like what's playing, go over to Shyamba 2 because we'll be playing something different. And we're probably just gonna run it for a week or two and see how it works out. And if we don't have any bugs and we let all the feeds kind of catch up, because right now some of the programming is old that's on there.
An alternate reality server.
Yeah, it's an alternate reality, but it will become the prime reality at some time and point. And then Joe will be able to join you live on the weekends or weekdays or whenever he deems necessary.
That's awesome.
Hopefully within a scheduled context, but definitely. So, it will be interesting to see kind of how it all comes together. So Hurricane Irma.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness. People lost their shit. And I will be honest, at a point, I was scared because we were expecting it to hit us as a Category 3 or a Category 4. And I think if we had received it as such, we probably would be in much worse shape than we are currently in.
So you received it as a Category 2?
It was a 2. It was a 2 on its way to a 1. I think our wind gusts were 90 miles an hour. Which, let me tell you, those are some hefty wind gusts. Those are some quite amazing wind gusts. And but believe it or not, I slept through it. It was starting up, because it kind of started whipping up around 7, 8 o'clock at night. We were sitting in the living room watching some TV, and you know, it was kind of whipping up. You heard the trees blowing, you heard the wind, but it wasn't too bad. So we're like, well, we know this thing's going to keep us awake at night. It's going to wake us up. It's going to be
so
loud. Yeah, Betty, forget you. We don't care right now. You weren't even here for the hurricane, Betty. Anyway, she was up with you. Jesus, I swear. She's trying to play the victim, and she had to. She wouldn't even help us. She wouldn't help us put away any types of rations or anything. Oh my goodness, Joe found the sound effects. Oh my goodness. So anywho. So yeah, it was an interesting. I slept through it though. The stores are still very bare in some necessities like dairy and
that's
bread.
Yeah, it sounds like that's going to take some time for those.
It's going to take a couple weeks. Yeah, it's going to take a couple weeks for it to get back up and
are all the
up
major going. Airports and terminals.
Everything is going. Yeah, major airports, highways are moving. Life has kind of gotten back to normal. FedEx, yeah. I think I got a delivery at work today. FedEx is working. UPS, I got a UPS delivery over the weekend. I got a new toilet seat. So, yeah, right. So things are slowly getting back into sync. It's taking a while, but it's slowly getting there. Just as long as we don't get hit with another hurricane, I think we're going to be okay, at least for a little while.
Well, the next hurricane is Hurricane Maria, and for our friends in Puerto Rico, brace for that one, folks, because that one's supposed to hit you guys.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. And, you know, honestly, it's kind of rare I doubt it would follow Irma's path. Irma's path was a rare path. That's not a likely path. So we'll see if it's still there. My goal is to buy some plywood this weekend, just in case anything else shows up. I can sit in my living room in confidence and go, my windows are not going to blow in and shower me with shards of glass and rain and wind. So so there will be plywood in my future. Hopefully I'll get enough this weekend. The stores are actually still out of plywood.
It could be retractable, pliable plywood.
They have hurricane shutters that are great. Yes. I would love to get hurricane shutters. But I don't think we have enough of a listening base to start a fundraiser for the Chiampa Studio Hurricane Shutter fundraiser. Because I think it'd run me like 20 or 30 grand for hurricane shutters. Yeah. So, but if you have 20 or 30 grand lying around and wish to, we accept money orders and cash, you can give us a call 813-327-8566 and Betty will take all of your information. Yes. So we're going to move on. Lost and Found on Buzzer. I've been enjoying it. Lots of unusual shows. I'm not a fan of the older shows.
I did catch Dream Makers.
Dream with Richard Simmons. Oh, my God. That thing is crazy.
It was actually pretty cute. It was cute.
It's cute. It's cute, but it's like Oprah. It's like Oprah meets game show.
Yeah, but I don't know. Richard Simmons, he's a strange coot character. Yeah,
Richard Simmons is definitely a strange character, which is why I watched. He had two shows. He had the Dream Maker. And then he had like a body language, you know, the body language one where they did the charades and they had to spell. He had one as well. I don't think, according to the Buzzer announcer, I don't think that ever made it to air. It was like a pilot episode. It was like one pilot episode. It was was the one. Remember, I sent you the picture with the giant numbers in the background.
Oh yeah,
it was that was the show, the double zeros.
Yes.
So yeah, some of the older ones I'm not too much into, but the newer ones have been pretty interesting. So I've been up on that. So what's going on in Cook County?
Well, man, I tell you, this Cook County sweetened beverage tax, it is extremely unpopular amongst the citizens, which rightly so. You know, it's this crazy beverage where it's 1 cent per ounce on soda sold at stores.
Wow.
Or anything like lemonade or, you know, anything with an added sweetener.
Wow.
So, but the problem is, I went and purchased my delicious fizzy water at 7-Eleven.
Yes, fizzy water is delicious.
Yes, it is. But they charged me the tax on it. And my fizzy water does not have any added sweeteners or sugar.
Did you tell the clerk about this error?
I did.
Of me not being able to find the stop button on this cart. There we go. and what did the clerk say to
you? He refunded my money. He said, I'm sorry.
Well, that's good. That's good.
So that was good.
That's good. As long as he didn't argue with you, because, you know, there's some terrible people out there.
Well, he had to take the beverage into the office, so luckily he didn't open it or anything like that.
I was going to say, did he pee in it?
No.
He rubbed it all up with his butt crack. Was it warm and stinky when you got it, Joe? Did that make it all that much better? If you feel that way, call us 813-327-8566. We'll take calls from anyone.
If you like sniffing up butt crack, give us a call,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, well, yeah. We don't want to hear about it. We'll talk about something different. But that you can call if you have that prerequisite. And then we'll hit this one thing because we have to do a little... I don't know if this is a celebration or what, but... Chicago is now celebrating its 500th homicide.
Wow! Woohoo!
500. Yeah, I know, right? Isn't that kind of frightening? I guess this past weekend, like, put them up over the edge on it, so... Yeah.
Yeah, no. This is not good.
Yep. So let's, why don't you give me a moment here, and we'll give the wheel a spin if you want. And
sure.
Then
let's
we
do that.
Will. All right. You ready?
All right.
Give it a pull.
Here we go.
Oh, there it goes again. Oh, wow. That was pretty fast. Wow. Ooh, this thing's going to fly off of here. All right. All right. Where's my other one? Here it is. No, you. There we go. All right. Now I have to click on the link to open the story. All right.
Yes,
so the random
helps.
News winner comes from ABC Action News Tampa Bay. We all knew it would happen. Eventually, the beer, guns, truck, and pussy crowd decided they would make America great again by finally finding a way to stop the dangerous hurricanes that plague Florida's summers. Pasco County, it's always Pasco County. Pasco County authorities have issued, and it's scary because Pasco County is very close to Hillsborough County, where Tampa is. Pasco County authorities have issued multiple warnings about Hurricane Irma. Shooting bullets into the storm will not keep you safe.
It won't?
No, it won't. The
what?
Sheriff's office was responding to a Facebook event page created by two Florida men inviting people to shoot at Irma. The page reads, quote, "Yo, so this goofy. Let's show Irma that we shoot first." Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so the invitation presumably was a joke, but 80,000 rednecks and amosexuals indicated they were going or interested in the events. Wait.
Jesus
there we go.
Christ.
Got the tag. In a tweet early Sunday, the Pasco County Sheriff's Office asked the thousands of people who had shared the page to also share their request for volunteers needed at hurricane shelters.
Well, that's true. It's an instant network.
Yep, exactly. So, yeah. Yeah, Pasco County. There you go. Gotta love it.
Ooh, I've been making liberal use of the mute button tonight.
Have you now? The mute buttons are great. So, Joe, what's
and
that going
now
on?
For the news.
In the news.
Ooh, well, thanks for asking, Anthony. Hey, folks. We're back with the silly in the news stories. I guess after everything that has gone on this month, the luck and lottery has all ran out.
It happens.
By our friend, Ben Hooper. A shocked traveler on a Chinese road captured footage of a woman sitting on the hood of her husband's moving car during an argument. A video captured by a driver on Xingzhang Road shows the woman sitting on the hood of the car Friday while a man drives it in the street.
Wow. Wow, that's kind of shocking.
So, police said the man was the woman's husband, and she had climbed onto his hood to stop him from leaving during an argument. But he called her bluff and drove off with her still on the outside of the car. The man was fined and given a 2-point penalty on his license, police said.
That's all?
2-point penalty.
That's all? Oh,
that's
hell.
It.
That doesn't seem like much at all. I can really make use of that.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So let's find that button.
So yes, bringing you an update on a story reported a few episodes ago.
Oh, we have an update on a news story that we've reported.
Yeah.
That happens. Yeah. I didn't know that happens.
Here on the news department, we try to keep things up to date.
Okay, hey, sounds good to me. I can work with that.
It was like episode 98 or 99 or something like that. Okay, go check out our previous shows, by the way, over at radioforall.net and search for The Joe and Anthony Show. Yeah, yeah, shameless plug. Suck them if you got them. Anyways, all charges have been dropped against an out-of-state couple that was accused of a Class X felony distribution of cannabis and other crimes after police found them selling purportedly pot-laced candy and baked goods from a van in River North last month.
What the fuck is a Class X? I don't think I've ever heard of a Class X before.
It sounds pretty hectic and serious.
Yeah, right? Tell me about it. So go on. Tell us about this Class X felony.
Yeah, so Class X felon 51-year-old Robin from Somewhere AW, which is Somewhere Anywhere, and 36-year-old Bradley of Someplace Somewhere were arrested after a passerby told police that two people in a bright green van with the word weed on the side tried to sell him pot in the 500 block of North State Street on Lollapalooza weekend.
Wow.
Arriving officers found the van emblazoned with Weed World logo and pictures of colored lollipops with the name of the flavor being offered for sale. And I remember seeing this.
I remember. We talked about it on the show. Yeah, we did. I remember the news story because we talked.
Yeah.
By the way, a Class X felony is short of first-degree murder. It is the most serious felony offense on the books in the state of Illinois. So that's some pretty serious shit.
That deserves a pretty serious smut.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so altogether, police recovered 6,122 grams of suspected marijuana product worth $97,952 from the van. Well, it would be worth $97,952 if it actually contained weed. But prosecutors have now dropped all charges due to insufficient evidence. Subsequent testing of the items found in the van found they were negative for any illegal substances.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. So Weed World operates a small fleet of similar vans that canvass the country.
Wow.
Selling lollipops and baked goods at events where the stoner mentality reigns. And its website offers delivery 7 days a week, 420 days a year. But the real suckers are the customers, apparently.
Apparently.
Each shelled out a purported $5 for run-of-the-mill lollipops that retail for a fraction of the price.
Wow.
Can we get a cash register cha-ching on that?
Wow, hold on. Let me find the cart. Hold on. There you go.
Yeah. Customers who bought Weed World products in New Orleans and Manhattan have written Yelp reviews that claim that the candies don't have any THC in them either.
No shit,
the company
Sherlock
has received a galaxy of one-star reviews that would be a zero if readers could give them.
But honestly, though, here's the question. How much money did they make in the process?
Who knows? Possibly a lot.
Playing with wine glasses. All right. So let's move on. Ooh, Fiddles McGinty. I like a Fiddles McGinty.
Aww.
Is this a cute puppy story?
Yes.
Oh, wow. This is from somebody that isn't, what's his name, Dan or Ben Hooper? This is a story not from Ben Hooper. Please continue.
Yes. By Sharon Urich from WSVN.com, Queensland, Australia. A dog who flunked out of a police canine academy for being too friendly now has a new job.
Ooh.
The BBC reports that Gavel, a German shepherd, was not cut out for a life of fighting crime because he did not display the necessary aptitude for a life on the front line. When he began police training, the police sent out a press release saying, Gavel comes from a long line of pedigree. If the family bloodline is anything to go by, in 16 months, Gavel will be tracking and catching criminals as a proud member of the Queensland Dog Squad. But it appears that rather than tackling criminals, Gavel apparently was too sociable and loved greeting strangers. However, what he lacked in crime-fighting ability also happened to make him a perfect companion for the Governor of Queensland, Paul DiGiorgi AC. He may have missed out on becoming a Queensland Police Service dog, but it is abundantly clear that Gavel has the character characteristics necessary to adequately fulfill duties as Queensland official vice regal dog.
Wow.
These duties include welcoming visitors and tour groups in the province government house, according to the BBC. And that's it for my news, Anthony. Back to you.
All right. Wow. Fantastic, Joe. That was just absolutely awesome. Wow, the dog. Well, at least they didn't shoot the dog. I thought they shot the dog.
And isn't it amazing how we're pretty much almost on time? I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I swear I love it.
We got like 4 minutes, actually. No, we got like 6 seconds. I'm looking at the wrong clock.
Exactly.
All right, let me finish this up. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this digitally encapsulated on air spelled with an H chicken exploding? Where is my streaming experience? Visit www.chiampa.info to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. And yes, I'm using... No, actually, I'm not using the same card from last time.
Ooh.
Yeah, exactly. So we have a new... Well, it's not a new card, but it's not the same card as last week. All right, we'll be back in 4 minutes.
Those sniffles, folks.
Hey, this is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Cheyenne Radio. Flashbacks.
Ever wonder what happens at midnight at McDonald's?
Good night, Henry.
See you tomorrow.
When you're asleep, there's magic in the ears.
Ronald.
Hey, we gotta get ready for the kids tomorrow. Grimace, we're out of cups.
And straws, too.
Here come the cups, here come the straws. Marching 2x4.
Oh. Here come the brooms, here come the mops. To clean and shine the floor.
Get lively, lads.
When we all pitch in to help, the fun has just begun. Catch!
Thank you.
Everything is easier when we work as one.
Good morning, Henry.
Time for breakfast.
They're back.
Shh, finished just in time.
Now you know what happens.
Hide, Hamburglar.
At McDonald's every night.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa. Radio. Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech. By Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty free music.
Sticks in the morning. Sticks in the morning.
This has been a Joe Wisdom audio production.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
I've named the system. So hold on, I'll tell you about that. Just a moment. We have to access the database. Hold on.
Accessing the database, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, but I was expecting, but okay.
Catch the Joe and Anthony Show live Monday nights at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, only on Cheyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
I should probably open the script, right?
I love Shoutcast.
I like this brownie. Cube Eddie.
Welcome back. Stay tuned for Anthony's Crazy Florida News next. But first, I want to tell you, thank God it's Monday, according to WWW.
www.nationaldaycalendar.com. Today is like Air Force Birthday, National Cheeseburger Day, National HIV/AIDS and Aging Awareness Day. Now, go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can elicit the Air Force to cook us cheeseburgers for our birthdays, and then remember to wear our rubbers once in a while flying over the rainbow, wearing our bow ties, eating cherry turnovers.
Oh my goodness.
You, who wrote that shit? Anyways, let's get started with Anthony's crazy Florida news already. Take it away, Anthony.
Ooh. Hey, thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
All right. You always sound a little different on that one, but what can I say? It's Betty. All right. Well, that was a lovely commercial break. I was able to go get a delicious chocolate brownie that I found in the studio break room. You know, Dick White got very upset that I was cooking an omelet.
He's been around again?
Yeah, I found an egg cooker in the staff kitchen, and I made some soft-boiled eggs with it while I was here on the desk doing hurricane duty. And he got all upset. Don't cook eggs in the. Well, I'm like, but somebody put an egg cooker in there. Why not?
Yeah, right?
Exactly.
Why not?
Why?
If they put a waffle maker in there, would you not make waffles?
Why would you put a waffle maker if you did not expect people to make waffles?
Exactly.
That's the problem. See, I don't know. Dick White just has issues.
Now, all right. If the egg maker actually made an egg in a shell, that'd be awesome.
It can. It can make a hard-boiled egg. You can make a soft-boiled egg, too, in the shell. Or you can put it in a little tray, and it'll make a little triangular egg. It's quite a useful device. Whoever brought it
can
in...
Can it make a poached egg?
Yeah, kind of. It's in the shape of a triangle, but yeah, you can make a poached egg with it.
Not bad.
Yeah, it works out pretty nicely. It's a great little thing. All right, so let's start. Here we go. So you have to forgive me tonight, as most of my news was thrown together between work and a hurricane, so maybe a little off this week. Our first story comes from clickorlando.com and brings us a story of a man with some heroin, a false leg, and a dream of living the Florida lifestyle with fucked up chickens. William, a 53-year-old man from Alabama, was picked up on a warrant for a charge of failure to appear in court for driving with a suspended license charge. Marion County deputies took William to the Marion County Jail for processing. Detention deputies ordered William to remove his fake leg, but he was hesitant and asked if it was really necessary. William eventually complied, which led deputies to find a syringe inside William's prosthetic leg.
Oh my. Will,
yeah, right? Let's all pause on that for a moment. Yep, exactly. So, it gets better. Hold on. That's why I had access to the database. William said that he used the syringe to inject chickens with vitamins, but field test shows that a liquid inside the syringe tested positive for heroin.
Was he making his chickens drug addicts?
I think so. He was injecting his chickens with heroin and thinking that it was vitamins, although I don't necessarily believe the story. So that's what authorities reported. William said he had used methamphetamine and morphine, but insisted that the needle was not used for heroin. William was arrested on charges of use or possession of drug paraphernalia and smuggling contraband into a detention facility. Poor William. Injecting his chickens with heroin. Maybe he didn't know that it was heroin and he thought it was vitamin B, and maybe he... Wow, he has a lot of fucked up chickens. Those are some he's got. Well, they're probably all dead now from withdrawal. Poor things. Poor chickens. Those poor chickens.
We do not know if any chickens were harmed during this story.
We don't know. I have a feeling some might have been, though. Chickens are harmed every day. Millions of chickens are harmed daily.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I bet chickens suffered during the Hurricane Irma, if you talk. Did you say chickens all roamed around Florida Keys?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of chickens in the Florida Keys anyway. I've been to the Florida Keys, and yeah, if you're walking around, there's like a cock, like, hanging out in a yard or something. A chicken. Ooh. A chicken cock. Not a regular cock. Not that kind of cock. A rooster. Dang. Rooster thing. Yeah, I'm looking for my arrow, damn it. Hold on. There we go. Told you I'm a little slow tonight, folks. Our next story of the night comes from the Florida Sun Sentinel and tells us about a man who just wanted some free pastries. Michael, 18, was hanging out in a Port St. Lucie Valero when he wandered into the bathroom of the convenience store with a cinnamon bun. Ooh, yeah. When confronted by the manager, Michael bit off part of the cinnamon roll, opened the bottle of soda, and then threw it up in the air at other customers, according to reports. Michael told police that he had lacked the funds to pay for the soda, valued at $1.69, and the $1.79 cinnamon bun. Here's your trophy. Michael said that he was the son of the sun and was not able to make complete sentences.
Okay.
Yeah, right? We're not really sure what happened after the incident because the story has absolutely no follow-up whatsoever.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what happened. There was someone in the studio. Someone whipped in here. Oh, someone took a hit, I guess. One of the engineers, I guess, kind of slipped in here and took it. I didn't even notice they were back here. I was too busy reading my script.
Do we hire a new business manager yet?
No. I don't think so. Belinda,
I've got some resumes.
Where's Belinda? Have we heard from Belinda yet?
You know what? She's on an extended stay vacation somewhere. I'm not sure exactly, but she'll be back, I think, by Christmas.
I knew she was no good.
Sexy.
Yeah, I'm kind of reaching for it tonight, but news is thin. Hurricane and all. People aren't running around naked in Florida when there's a fucking hurricane. It's what happens.
Yeah.
So we turn our attention to the Panhandle of Florida, also known as the Redneck Riviera. Pensacola News Journal tells us about our final Floridian behaving badly tonight, and, well, it's not quite sexy. I say it qualifies for Naked Florida News, just because.
Yeah, why not?
Yep. Joey, an owner of a Crestview jewelry store, is using social media to find an unidentified man who he found pooping between his shop in behind his shop in broad daylight. The results of the pooping perpetrator's actions were discovered by an employee who nearly stepped in a pile of shit while going out the back door to her vehicle. Mm-hmm. A review of the stones of the store's exterior. I'm like, hello, store. Video showed the shirtless, bearded man who Facebook followers promptly labeled as Crapper Man. He is clearly seen dropping his pants and taking a dump between two vehicles parked in the alley. Although Deputy Donut from the Crestview Police canvassed the Main Street business district, no one matching the public pooper in the video has been found. Yeah. And Deputy Donut is still on the case. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Actually, like 2 minutes early. So do you wanna like discuss any of the poopedness? Or I mean, we started with poop, and it seems like poop is here. Poop is here to stay. But we can discuss.
Poop is not going anywhere.
We can discuss the heroin chickens, and we can also discuss the son of a gun. Who was unable to make complete sentences.
This disco chicken that's sitting in the script.
You like the little animated...
Yeah, the animation. So where did these GIF ideas come from? And how did people, like, do this stuff? And why is it funny? Well, is it culture?
I don't know. And for our listeners who cannot see the script of the disco chicken... I pepper the script with random animated GIFs. This is one of a chicken rotating on a dance floor. There are a few others up in the script that we use. We have an animated GIF of a cat bouncing in a giant donut and whistling. We also have two avocados jiving with each other, which I find quite cute. Let me see. And then we have the plug section, which is a USB demo, a bendy butt plug, and an electrical outlet with smiley faces on it. And I think that's all of our... Oh, and then for your weather, we have a twerking donut.
A twerking donut with your butt cheeks. Section,
with butt cheeks. With giant butt cheeks.
yes.
So I kind of pepper the script with these animated little pieces of nuggets for...
You'll
for
never see these drugs. Things, but it helps make us laugh.
It does. It actually does try to help.
Because in this sad world right now, you need a lot of laughs. You can talk about the world and how it's going to end in infinium.
Exactly.
But, you know, laughing should be eternal.
It should be. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyamba Radio. Before we get started with the plethora discussion segment, did you know that you two can hang out with these two idiots and be a part of this studio experience?
You can.
Give us a call now at 813-327-8566. But now, go grab your bones, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this or that. Hold on. Here it comes. Woohoo! The Plethora Discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
I want another brownie.
Ooh.
Brownies are delicious.
I could continue eating and it would be just fine, but not.
Okay. I am so databased right now. I could eat the refrigerator.
And you know what's good for databasing?
What?
Cheeseburgers, because today
cheeseburgers.
For our two for Monday, it's National Cheeseburger Day.
Yay, National Cheeseburger Day. Who does not love National? You know what? I should have gotten a damn cheeseburger for lunch today. I'm so disappointed in myself.
You know, and cheeseburger beef has zinc, and if you're beef. Currently fighting a cold or some
it's
other kind
for
of
dinner.
Yes, and zinc is good for your immune system.
We're getting a call. We're getting a call. Hold on, caller. I'm looking for the button. Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Hey!
How's it going?
Hey, man. It's mellow. I had a catastrophe. I dropped my phone, man. I just gotta go right back down to Key West to get a new one or some shit, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, you gotta do that anyway, sometimes.
Well, I gotta tell you, Anthony, you're a lucky son of a bitch, man. You dodged a bullet there in Tampa, man.
Oh,
I'm
ain't that the truth? Ain't that the friggin'
truth?
Oh,
man. I'm so stressed out. I'm telling you, you know, but I was listening to your program tonight. You were saying how you slept through that hurricane.
I did.
And you know what? I know, because I know personally, you know, that time I was down and out homeless, you let me stay at your crib a couple nights. And, you know, I know you can sleep through anything, man. You was the heaviest sleeper in the world, man. I got up in the morning, I heard something going beep, beep, beep. And I'm like, what the hell? I thought it was a fire alarm or some shit. And it was your alarm clock in your bedroom. And I'm like, God damn, what does that boy wake up, man? What the fuck is he doing, man?
Let me tell you, though, that was probably the most restful sleep that night when that damn hurricane came through. I felt so refreshed in the morning.
It was like white noise, man.
Oh my god, it was
white noise hurricane.
Yes. It absolutely was. And it was blowing by 10:30 when I went to bed at 10:30, it was finally blowing pretty hefty. And just really just pounding. You could hear the trees. It was just like, I'm like, shit, these things are going to blow out of the ground. One, my neighbor down the street had his tree blown right out of his front yard. Blew right out of his damn front yard.
Man, that was brutal. But anyway, I had a picture in my head when you were talking about you slept through the hurricane. That you would have woke up like Dorothy in the Wizard of Oz, spinning around your bed, man. And you go, what the fuck
you
is
know
going
what?
On?
You
here,
know
man?
What? Let me tell you, Ezel, you're kind of funny because it was kind of like that. Because, you know, prior to going to bed, there was copious amounts of alcohol and database. So
yeah.
I'm like, I want to sleep through this one. So I woke up about I want to say a little bit after 2 in the morning, and that's when the eye was right over us. And I woke up, and it was quiet. It was quiet. It was so still outside. And I got up, and I'm like, am I dead?
And I walked around the house, and I wanted to make sure that everything, you know, the windows were still intact and everything. And I'm like, all right. And I grabbed my phone and I looked at the radar and I saw, I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm like, well, I got like 10 minutes to get back to sleep. I went right back to bed, woke up at like 7 o'clock the next morning. Damn thing was long gone.
Oh man, I'm telling you. You talk about dodging a bullet. You did it that time, man. I'm telling you. Man.
Oh yeah,
you
plywood. Right. Plywood is in my future.
Oh yes.
Yeah, I know. And you know what? I know a lot of peoples down there in that camp area. I got a lot of friends down there and relatives and shit. And man, I tell you what, you slept and I didn't sleep. And I was worried about you guys. I'm like, God damn it, man.
Oh, I know.
What the fuck, man?
Let me tell you.
And then I'm thinking, where am I going to go in the winter, man? Because I like coming down to Florida. I'm like, what the fuck, man? This is some trifling shit, man. Oh, man.
Oh, but no, definitely.
I hope you never experience it again, man, because I tell you what. I talked to you that night earlier that night. I gave you a call, and I'll tell you what, you're a pretty level guy, Anthony. But that night I talked to you before the storm hit, you sounded pretty scared.
Well, here's the thing. We got lucky because originally it was supposed to make landfall in Sarasota. And if it made landfall in Sarasota, it was going to hit us. It was going to hit Tampa directly as a Category 3. We got lucky because it made landfall in Fort Myers. So it had like an extra 100, because the thing only moves at 12 miles an hour. It's not a very fast moving storm. It moves very slow. So it finally hit Fort Myers in the evening. Like I think around 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening, it hit Fort Myers. And after it hit Fort Myers, then it was downgraded to a 2. And then it was finally a 1. And we were all very relieved because seeing how it hit Fort Myers, I think we would not have fared very well if it had hit us as a 3.
Right. I got you. Now, I got to ask you, when you do the weather for Tampa around this hurricane time, and I know this goes to the end of November over there.
Yeah.
You should give the water temperature of the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, see, there you go.
That makes a big difference.
There you go.
That makes a big difference on hurricanes. I don't know. Do you know what the water temperature is? I mean, I can look it up for you.
I don't know, but the Weather Channel just let me know that Hurricane Maria intensified to a Category 4.
Yeah, I know, and it's over by Puerto Rico. So, yeah, man, I don't know how them people survived down there.
I don't know. I have no clue. Let me see. I think I can find it. Hold on. Let me look at my weather. It may be on my weather information that I get anyway. Hold on.
Yeah, that's a big difference. When that water temperature goes down the Gulf of Mexico, that's when that shit kind of disappears. Then, it don't come around.
That could be like 86, 87 right now.
But that's still warm, man. That's like bath water, man. I take baths in that, man. Are you kidding me? Oh, man, that's nice. That's sweet.
Let me see. Trying to find where we have St. Petersburg. It is 84.
Man, that's still warm.
That's
man.
Still warm. Key like West 92. Is 86. No, it's not. I think it's cooled down. Irma cooled it down. Because did you see on the news? We lost the bay lost like a significant portion of water. It was like dry land.
On the TV, man.
It was
like,
dry friggin'
like
land.
The water disappeared.
Yeah, the water all got sucked out of the bay. It was all over the news. It was a crazy thing. Irma sucked it all out. Of course, it pushed it all back in, and that's why Jacksonville flooded. Because all that water.
Anyway, I'm just happy you guys are still around, man.
You and me both.
Oh, yes.
Man, that's brutal.
Thank you.
But anyway, I got to tell Joe, man, I spent a lot of years in the gangster neighborhoods in Chicago. I was doing my thing in there. And I tell you what, man, 500 ain't shit, man. Because, them gangster dudes, they're terrible shots. And if you consider all the near misses, them son of a bitches, because it's like walking through Iraq, you know what I mean? I mean, you walk down the street and there you hear shots all over the goddamn place. That, And them bullets are flying everywhere. And, you know, thank God that they're bad shots. And there's
They seem to be terrible shots, don't they? It's like, because see the reports, and the reports are like 1,200 shots, three killed. And I'm like, really?
Absolutely.
Wasting a lot of ammo.
I used to go down a street called Ingleside, 47th and Ingleside on the south side. I go down the alley, and man, there was like 1 inch of empty bullet casings in the alley on the sides of the. And I said, what the fuck? They would shoot down the alleys, you know, as target practice or some shit. And, you know, and then some poor slob come walking along, and he'd get a bullet in the head. You know, he was like the innocent victim, you know. But you gotta be careful, man. When you hear them shots, you okay, because it's when you don't hear the shot, man. That's true. What you get. When you don't hear it, you got it, okay? So, you know, just keep your head low. That's all I got.
Oh, yeah. Stay inside.
Anywhere, man. When you hear that, man, run for the hills.
Full body armor.
So, anyway. Well, I gotta go, man, because I gotta fix my phone. I gotta go find the other bowlers.
That's fine. The ugly lights are coming on anyway, so.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, I know. I fell asleep in my recliner and the damn thing fell off my lap.
That's what happens. That's what happens.
It's something new. All right. Okay, boys, we'll see you later.
All right, Ezel. Thanks for calling. All right. Thank you, Ezel. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So where's my pointer? There it is. All right. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and there seems to be a potbelly pig running down the hallway of the studio. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special snowflakey way.
Yes, thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyenne Radio. Got nothing to do weekend afternoons? Check out my show, Weekend with Joe, where I tend to play nerdy science. Some crazy, weird Japanese English learning music-y stuff, and some other jazzy stuff from archive.org and radioforall.net. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
There you go.
Central.
You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable, automated, pain-in-the-ass personality unit, Betty.
I am so stressed out.
Fuck you, Betty. You've been plugged into the outlet all day. You've been standing in the corner. You do nothing. She has questionably awesome programming from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, you can catch traffic with Toppers. Where's my traffic? I don't have a... Oh, I thought I had a traffic thingy. Anyway... weekday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern. That's radio, not traffic. Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Yes, wow, Anthony, so much awesome programming.
Wow.
Hey, everybody, be sure to tune in your mobile, your tablet, and even your silica phone, too, to our 24-hour internet radio station, because we're more than just the Joe and Anthony Show. We have lots of programming at Champa Radio. That's CHIAMPA Radio.
Radio!
We have the radio. Most current broadcast schedule there. Also, make sure you follow us on Facebook.com/Champa Radio and also at Twitter.com/Champa Radio.
Wow.
Banter.
Yeah, how about that?
Banter.
My automated thingies aren't working.
They're not automating. Oh, well, there we go. Well, we had a good show tonight. It was a lot of fun. We had some interesting issues at first, but we resolved them.
Yes, and we continue to have issues throughout the show, but we resolve them as we resolve them every single time.
Exactly.
So I've got my glass of wine. I think I'm on number two. Or three. No, two. Just two. I'm not drinking as much lately. That's not good. Yeah, I'm drinking less now. I was drinking a lot for a while.
If I drink, I end up having headaches the next day, and I don't like headaches.
Oh, that's not a problem for me.
Headaches are not.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We should be back next Monday. Check out our blog at www.shyampa.info. Remember, folks, don't go pooping in Crestview while gnawing on a cinnamon bun you stole from a Valero in your fake leg while making a getaway with your wife strapped to the hood of your car full of heroined out bogus weed chicken products. Mm-hmm. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a big giant E for ecstatic.
Bye-bye, baby, buddy, 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 out.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You are listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.